Yeah, I mean, we're always prey to our influences. Sometimes we wish we could shake them off, you know. And I love the work of artists who don't come from the same tradition as me, you know, who didn't grow up reading comics in the 50s and 60s, but whose influences are completely different. But we are what we are. Certainly in the time that I broke in, you know, you had to have pretty solid drawing skills, and that was something that I'm glad that I learned. But and then as far as developing my own style is concerned, I guess you just build on what you've learned and you do more of the things that you find you like and less of the things you find that you don't like. Sometimes you can't get rid of the things you don't like. And I can look at drawings of mine that are 30 years old and still see the same things in them I don't like that I see in my work today. I sometimes look back on work that I've done and I'm amazed that I did it, I have no recollection doing it, and actually can quite enjoy it. There's a strange thing that happens, just to digress, when you're doing on a piece of work, and I don't know if your readers find this, that before you start work, you think, this is going to be the best thing I've ever done. I'm going to really make this the best. And you start work on it, and of course it is work, and it's a little bit hard sometimes, and it doesn't turn out quite the way you want, and you struggle with it, and the deadline's rushing upon you, so you finish it, and as you put the pages in the parcel to send them off, or you scan them in an email, and you think, ah, this is terrible, this is terrible, this is the worst thing I've ever done. And then you see it in print, and you think, oh God, look at the mistakes. Oh, I wish I'd spent a bit more time doing that. And then a couple of years down the line, you pull that comic book out of a drawer and you flip through it and you think, actually, that's quite good. And of course, the reason that this process happens, I've discovered, and after discussion over many years, seems to be the case with everybody, is that you as the artist are in the unique position of having seen in your head what it could have been. All that anybody else sees is what it is. And probably if you're a professional artist, what it is going to be reasonably good. But of course, it's never going to be as good as the dream, mythic version of it that the artist saw before they started. So I'm always aware of that with my work, and I sometimes look back on things that I didn't particularly like at the time and think, oh, actually that's quite good. But I think really my favourite things are the things that I enjoyed drawing the most, the things that I really enjoyed the story, and I was at the time of life where I could give it what it needed. I had the skill necessary, but I didn't have the pressure to inhibit me. So it tends to be those kind of stories.